Visiting with PCM head girls basketball coach Sammy Alcin Rodriguez. Coach, you know, your team pulling off two big wins in this last week. You know, of course, the game there on Tuesday night against a ranked West Marshall team, beating them by 14 points. And then, you know, Thursday night, Greene County, not the strongest opponent, but still a conference win regardless. Can you kind of walk me through those two games a little bit?
Yeah, I'll start with the West Marshall game, obviously, second game versus them. And I feel like whenever you beat a team at their place, a solid team, West Marshall knocked off Roland Story there, I think the week before we played them. And so I was expecting a really good battle, and that's what we got. It's a good team. They've got a great guard, good athletes around her. I just thought we kind of weathered their storm in the first half, and then that third quarter we just took off offensively and really locked them down on defense. And I think that third quarter was the deciding factor on the West Marshall game. So super proud of our girls. That's a great win. Felt good to get the sweep with them on the conference season. And then headed to Greene County, obviously a team that's struggling. They're 0-13 now. Down in numbers, got some injuries, got some sickness. Got a lot of our bench a bunch of minutes last night. So happy with that win and turning around real quick to head to Saydale tonight.
Yeah, you know, kind of what's the regrouping like a little bit for you guys with the long road trip all the way out to Greene County and then having to, you know, really quick turnaround and then come play another conference game on the road against Saydale Friday night?
It's good for us. It's good for our mentality. It's good to make sure that we can lock in on scouting reports from day to day. It's a good challenge for us. So obviously we've played Saydale already once, so that makes it a little bit easier with the scouting report for the girls to remember personnel. And they've got one really good player and then a couple good athletes around them. So it'll be a battle. I think Saydale plays really hard and playing up there. So any road game in this conference is a game we need to take care of. So we'll go up with that mentality and hopefully come home with a win.
Yeah, not to look past Saydale, but going into next week, you know, you play two teams in Perry and Greene County that are about at the bottom of the conference. And, of course, you don't want to overlook any opponent, but what do you kind of look to do as coach in those two games against, you know, teams like Perry and Greene County to just really improve upon your skill level and, you know, improve upon competition and get, you know, stay locked in as you head towards this end of the season?
I think it's a really good opportunity to try some new stuff offensively. I think it's a good opportunity for some players that maybe have been struggling on either end of the floor to sharpen up. I mean, if we can get, you know, every player on our court rocking on both sides of the ball, you know, offensively and defensively, I think we're a really tough team. I don't think we've had a game where everybody's been on. If that happens, it's going to be a really fun night for any PCM fan.
Yeah, it seems like lately too, you know, with in terms of your last few games or so, you've had some really good nights of shooting the three ball. Do you feel like that's something you put a little bit more emphasis on this season?
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot of shots up. I think we have guards that can hit, and so it'd be silly for me as a coach not to give them the green light. Even kids that are struggling still shoot it. I think we're all great shooters. You know, you've got to be able to hit those big shots. So if you're not practicing them and you're not taking those shots in games, you don't give yourself that opportunity. So obviously we went up and scrimmaged Eddyville, or we went over to scrimmage Eddyville over break and then had South Hamilton. And then we went Roland Story, Montezuma, West Marshall, obviously three ranked teams. And then to turn around and have three teams four teams that are struggling a little bit. It's just a different mentality, but we cannot change how we approach the game. We still have to be relentless on the defensive end and have a whole bunch of fun and energy out there on the court. And our kids did that last night against Greene County, and that's what we expect out of them.
You know, some games, like you mentioned, where you're getting some girls in at the end of your bench, you know, you've had a lot of girls at least get somewhat into the scoring column this year. Is it nice that you have a roster of girls that have had a lot of varsity experience and a lot of, you know, talented players that have been with you for a while, but you're also getting some girls some minutes that may not never have had varsity experience until this year?
Yeah, you know, I think our top six are pretty regular minutes. We got a good rotation going with that. Freshman Camden Webb and Hollywood have come in and in foul trouble or in games where we're ahead a little bit, they've done a great job. They're locked in on what they need to be doing. I think they're both great defenders. Neither one love the offensive end of the court, but we're getting there. I think Holly took a great shot last night. Camden had a couple great looks. They're at least looking at the basket now, which is really exciting. We joke with them. We're like, there is a basket. I know you want to defend it, but we also need to put the ball in the hoop. So it's fun to watch those young kids be around kids that are leading them just so well. They're so supportive of anybody on our bench gets a score in the varsity game. You see our starters and our top six just going nuts for them. So when you have that kind of environment, I think it's an easier transition for those younger, inexperienced kids.
Yeah, not to get too far ahead on your schedule, but, you know, you guys, you're sitting tied at the top of the Heart of Iowa Conference. Your one loss, conference loss this season to Roland Story. You guys get to get to see them again on February 7th. Is that game kind of in your mind a little bit, considering you end the season with Roland Story and Van Meter, or are you just kind of still taking one game at a time?
We'll still just rock it one game at a time. I mean, obviously, I think the kids are aware of what's going on. I think if we start to overlook it, that's where we're going to get ourselves in trouble. I mean, any given night, any team can go off. So we'll be locked in on Seidel tonight, and then our next game will be our most important game, and we'll see where we're at. I really do believe if we can get everybody hitting on the same night, we're a really tough team to beat. So I'm hoping that happens, and if it happens against Roland Story, even the better.
You know, you guys have been so good defensively this year, you know, only giving up 34.5 points per game, which is pretty impressive at this level of basketball. Can you kind of talk about, you know, maybe from just last year to this year, what you feel that has increased or you've improved upon the most defensively?
I guess I haven't looked specifically at numbers, but I would assume our defensive rebounds are helping us immensely in that. I mean, Libby gets her hand on the ball almost every time anybody shoots it. Kyra's in there, Tori's in there. I mean, I feel like we've done a really good job of playing really solid defense and limiting teams as much as possible to just the one shot. And I feel like maybe last year that wasn't, we weren't as good. We were good, but that's definitely improved. I would say if I can compare those numbers, that'd probably be what pops off the paper for me. But, and also just their mindset. They want to win. They want to be a really good defensive team. They know offense doesn't always hit. And so if they can lock in on defense and only let teams score mid-30s, we've got a really good chance of outscoring that.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time visiting with me as always. And, you know, best of luck to your game against Seidel.
Awesome. Thank you.